So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are with me today for a very special episode of the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both of those and so much more. Welcome the beautiful Cass Thomas.
Hello, Miss Erica.
Bonjour. I could talk to Cass. Well, she could talk to me in like 8 languages at least. You know, I'm going to stick with English for now for everyone who's listening, but I just want everyone to know that her books are also available in many different languages. So Cass Thomas is an entrepreneur. She is a light bringer. She teaches about money, and she teaches about having it all, and she teaches really about being true to yourself. So welcome, Cass.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yeah, what light country worker. Are you in?
I'm in Debrecen in Hungary. Okay. In Hungary.
Nice.
And I love Hungary. It's a wonderful country. It's a wonderful, wonderful people. And I was just, you said bonjour, and I was just thinking, the way they say good morning, it sounds like you are a god. You're a god.
Ah!
You're a god.
You're a god.
Yeah, so it's one of the languages my 7 steps to flawless communication is in also. And even though I couldn't tell you how to say that in Hungary,
but you can read
at
it
at the moment. Exactly. Let's say I'm familiar with the content.
There, yeah, I guess so. You know, today we're going to talk about relationship, and Cass is featured in a very beautiful new book, and her chapter is called Choosing for You and Styling a Relationship That Works for You. I'm just going to have her open with some of the ahas that she had in relationships that did not work and what changed that.
You know, Erica, it's funny, some of the ahas, because they don't just happen while you're in the relationship, right? And they don't just happen at the moment of the relationship. If you're willing, some people say, I had a bad relationship, and they just put up such a wall that they're still, you know, in being the effect of that relationship. They're still not willing to receive anything from that relationship. I just had an aha moment from a relationship that's been over for 20 minutes. 20 years.
20 years, exactly.
20 minutes, that is so funny. But yeah, an aha moment, just seeing where I was about to, let's say, repeat a pattern with a friend that I had actually become aware of in my former marriage. I've been married twice. I'm still married in the second marriage. And that is about how we get an awareness, we get an inkling, call it sixth sense, call it intuition, that something needs to change. There's that. So when something needs to change, some people start reacting, right?
Right.
And one of the reactions I had in my former marriage was to start making more ties. And some of those ties were economic, and I bore the brunt of that later. So tying up our economic situation as a way to change our relationship, right? As a way to save our relationship. And I just, when it's over, so really the aha moment I just had, and it had been sticking me with a friend, a colleague, you know? Was about to, in order to try and make it work, a collaboration, was about to get deeper indebted in the relationship, right? So what if that...
Fascinating.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating? It was an aha moment, and it had been sticking me for about 2 weeks, and I was like, what is this? Why, you know, can I change it? What can I do? Can I change it? What do I do with it? And so I got that realization. I was really, you know, sometimes we're not fast, still that particular relationship is still giving me, it's still nurturing me. And, you know, so that was an aha moment for me. Oh, wow. Is this really over? this relationship? And what if that's okay? What if I don't have to try and go in and save it with a white flag, where that will cost me, not only emotionally, you know, because right. if it's over, they're not going to receive you, no matter how much, you know.
So let me know a little bit more about what you have coming up next, because there was kind of a tantalizing tease at the end of the chapter, and it had the word, I think, dancing in it. So what was that about?
It did. Yes, I love to dance. I love to dance no matter what they, no matter what tune the orchestra is playing. I've been, I'm working on a project. It's called Dancing with Riches. It's, you know, it's, yes, about money, because people hear riches and they, it's about money, and just that aha moment that I was talking about as well. Really getting into the rhythm of your vibration, recognizing that, and being willing to recognize what kinds of things in your life are vibrationally compatible. With you, and where you'd like to go, what you'd like to see more of in your life. So it talks about relationship. It's actually the chapter that you cited is from the book.
Nice.
And it's about relationship, but also lots about work, which is the book we're collaborating on together, and business, and how often we really try to, you know, with dance with two left feet, dance with somebody else's idea of what rhythm is, you know, to get into somebody else's rhythm. And really the uniqueness that we have is even if you're dancing alone, you know, dance as if no one's watching, that's your dance, that's your rhythm, that's your tune. So finding that is quite important in your life so that you are dancing and not tripping through life.
Well, if you'd like to get more of Cass Thomas, I know I never quite get enough of Cass Thomas. That's why I'm going to keep publishing Cass Thomas as long as she'll let me. And why don't you tell us, Cass, where we can find you and learn more from you?
Well, it's quite easy to find me on my website, CassThomas.com, CassThomas.com. Also, on my book is Seven Steps, so that's sevensteps.us, us, because it's all about us. And on Facebook, I'm on Facebook a lot. The Art of Being Cass.
The Art of Being Cass. So okay. Go get some more Cass Thomas, and thank you, Cass, for showing up today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Erica, for showing up in my life.